Track 10 and the last of our news stories. Half of the Southwest adults admit to littering. More than half of the Southwest's adults, that's 53%, admit to littering in the past 12 months. A YouGov survey on behalf of environmental charity Keep Britain Tidy shows astonishing littering behaviour across Devon, Cornwall, Bristol, Dorset, Gloucestershire, Somerset and Wiltshire, with almost 1.6 million people admitting dropping unwanted food items such as fruit peel, sandwich crusts and ice cream cones because they think it will biodegrade. More than 334,000 people admitted they had left finished items or packaging behind after sitting down to eat or drink, while more than 191,000 left rubbish at a bus or train stop. It comes ahead of the charity's Great British Spring Clean campaign, which has empowered millions of litter heroes across the nation over the past decade to pledge to pick more than 4.5 million bags of harmful rubbish from our streets, parks and beaches. More than 191,000 said they left or dropped some rubbish because it was too dirty, smelly or messy to take with them, while the same number placed or left rubbish in a hedge, bush or tree, and almost 239,000 dropped rubbish from a vehicle window. Keep Britain Tidy's chief executive, Alison Ogden-Newton, OBE, said, "Litter is litter and always bad news for the environment. It doesn't matter if you leave a cup on a wall or hide it in a bush, it's still litter and it's still pollution." Heroic volunteers who take part in our Great British Spring Clean, as well as hard-working local authority staff, end up cleaning up the mess. Littering comes with a huge cost to us all, with local authorities spending a staggering £1 billion a year tackling rubbish at a time when there are other challenges this money could and should be spent on. Our message this year is to help our army of volunteers and our wildlife and show your love for where you live by doing the right thing, putting your litter in a bin or taking it home.
Apprentice 17 joins After Careers event. Six new apprentices have joined clay mining company Sibelco to work at its South Devon operations. Among them is 17-year-old Harley Bovey from Newton Abbott, who was just 14 when he was introduced to the company at a careers day at his school, Coombs Head Academy. Harley went on to apply for and complete a period of work experience with the business, which stood him in good stead to secure a place on the company's latest apprenticeship intake. Harley now works at the company's Preston Manor Works, where he helps run the weighbridge while completing his on-the-job and classroom-based training. His ambition is to progress to a senior site operative role, operating some of the heavy machinery and plant used across Sibelco's mining operations. But there's one important milestone to tick off first. He said, "At the moment, I'm focused on learning the job properly and passing my driving test. Once that's done, I can start thinking about the bigger machines. It's great to be part of the team here, and everyone has been really supportive since I started. It's good to be learning on site and getting proper experience while working towards my qualifications. I'm looking forward to seeing where it can take me." Harley is one of the latest intake of apprentices to join the company, highlighted as National Apprenticeship Week demonstrates the value of apprenticeships. The latest cohort brings the total number recruited by Sibelco over the past 3 years to 16, the majority of whom remain with the company, building careers across a range of technical and operational roles. The latest batch of apprentices will be training in a range of disciplines, including electrical and mechanical engineering, laboratory services, and site operations. programs combine classroom-based learning with hands-on experience and mentoring in a working industrial environment. Graham Hall, business partner HR at Sibelco, said Harley is a great example of why apprenticeships matter and why we see it as so important to maintain close links with our local schools. We met Harley through a school event and were able to give him the chance to gain experience where he really impressed us and showed real enthusiasm and potential. I'm really pleased for him and proud that as a company, we have put the processes in place to spot talent locally and support young people to build long-term careers with us. Training is developed through a mix of providers, including the National Skills and Safety Park, Exeter College, and specialist independent training schemes. Apprenticeships are supported through a combination of day release and block release learning. Vicky Harrison, training manager at Funded Education at the National Skills and Safety Park, which works with Sibelco on the design and delivery of its apprenticeship program, said, "Our partnership has enabled us to create a truly bespoke clay-specific learning materials in preparation for Sibelco's apprentices joining the Professional Operator Development Programme. We are passionate about creating meaningful opportunities for people to grow, develop capability and realise what they're truly capable of."
Vet saves snake from life-threatening condition. A Newton Abbott vet faced a slithery challenge when his patient came in with a surprising twist in the tail. Fang, the corn snake, was taken to vet Dr. Lennon Fu after her family noticed an unusual swelling towards the end of her body. The much-loved snake's family took her to Amity Vets in Brunel Road after trusting their instincts that something was wrong. Their quick thinking to take her for a checkup made all the difference. During Fang's initial examination, the veterinary team observed a noticeable swelling in the back third of her body. To get a clearer picture, an X-ray was taken and the imaging revealed something abnormal. A spokesman said it was clear Fang was hiding a little secret. With gentle handling and plenty of patience, our team carefully performed a delicate procedure and discovered the cause. Fang was egg-bound. One by one, we removed 6 retained eggs that she was unable to pass on her own. To make things more complicated, there were signs indicating a secondary infection that needed prompt attention. Following the procedure, she was started on an antibiotic administered via injection every 3 days to help her body fight off infection and recover comfortably. Fang is now back home in her vivarium, resting well and on the road to full health, and is expected to make a complete recovery. Dr. Fu, director at Amity Veterinary Care, said Fang handled her procedure wonderfully and is a great reminder of why early intervention is so important. We're so proud of her resilience and grateful to her family for bringing her in as soon as they had noticed that something wasn't quite right.